This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The matchup for November is almost set. Senator Barack Obama and Senator Joseph Biden versus Senator John McCain and a player to be named later. We're joined now from Denver, where the Democratic Convention is going to open this week, by NPR senior national correspondent Linda Wertheimer, the woman who puts the pizzazz into politics. Are you there, Linda?
Here I am.
Okay, we might have a sound problem as we go on, kind of a mild echo. And senior Washington editor Ron Elvin, you there, Ron?
Yes, I'm the echo. Good to be with you, Scott.
All right. Thank you for joining us from whatever barrel you're speaking from, and we're going to work on our audio problems as we proceed. But first, if we could get each of you to give us just your reaction to the choice. What does Senator Biden bring to the table? What questions are left open? Linda?
Well, it seems to me that Senator Biden brings to the table a tremendous amount of experience in foreign policy. You know, one of the things that Mr. Obama said about his choice was that he wanted somebody who would be sounds like a proposal of marriage, doesn't it? But
Linda, can I get you to retake that?
Be strong where he was not so strong.
Linda, can I get you to retake that? We had a sound problem, and I know you got off just a really good comment that we need to hear.
Okay. The thing that we are finding, I mean, my first reaction, of course, is that Joe Biden does just exactly what Barack Obama said he wanted his vice presidential pick to do. That is to say, he completes Barack Obama in an area where he was thought to be weak, which is to say foreign policy. Mm-hmm. He has been the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for a long time. And he has served throughout, for example, Iraq War, which is one of the issues very important to Senator Obama. And he brings something to the table that Obama didn't have. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it makes a big difference in terms of the electoral popularity of the ticket, but I suppose that perhaps it means that Senator Obama feels more comfortable.
Ron, what do you want to point out?
Ron?
I think the thing I'm most struck by is that Barack Obama here has decided to take a rather sizable risk, which is that Senator Biden brings experience, he brings longtime Washington credibility, he brings foreign policy expertise, many things that Obama can use, but he also brings his own personality, which has a tendency not to share the stage that well with other people, and he has had, over the past years, something of a tendency to go on and on, and as a result, sometimes get himself into trouble.
Mm. So that's certainly true, but the other thing, Scott?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead, Linda.
I think the thing that I like about the idea of Joe Biden also, and I think that would make him a sensible pick, is that he does come out of a very, you know, basic middle class to working class background. And he does have a kind of comfort level with the people that he grew up with in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He has always gone home. That's one of the things that you got to kind of think is incredible. Mm-hmm. He gets on the train every night and goes home to Delaware, and he's done that through his entire career. He doesn't live in Washington. So he's an old Washington hand, but he's not Washington. So, and he just has that, you know, you never quite know, as Ron says, what he's going to say, what he's going to do. But on the other hand, I think people relate to him.
Let me, Linda, if I could ask you to bring Ron into the conversation. I understand you might have to pass a headset back. And Ron,
yes, I can hear you, Scott.
Okay, Ron, let me get you to respond to this first. Some of Senator Clinton's, Hillary Clinton supporters have been openly annoyed and have expressed that annoyance this week, saying that their candidate apparently wasn't even vetted into the final process. And this obviously raises the question as to how this selection of Senator Biden is going to appeal to what is, after all, almost half the delegates who will be there.
I don't think it will please them particularly, Scott. I don't think anything probably would please them other than the selection of Senator Clinton. If you think about it, having her vetted and then in some sense or another rejected would not really be clearly preferable. It doesn't really set her up for the kind of honor that they all think she should have, which is they still think she should be the nominee. And there's not really an awful lot of way around that. If you're not going to choose her, probably better not to string her along.
Okay, Ron, let me ask you this question, and then maybe Linda can respond respond shortly thereafter. What does this do to the McCain pick? Will it make it all the more tempting now that you have three senators on the ticket for Senator McCain to pick a non-senator?
Yes, I think it was always a good idea for Senator McCain to get out of the Senate with his pick. And I think what we may see here is a slight increase in the pressure on John McCain to choose someone who is competitive in Pennsylvania. Because as Linda said, this is one of Joe Biden's claimable homes. He can say that he's from Pennsylvania. He's certainly going to campaign there a lot. Wilmington, Delaware is almost part of the Philadelphia area. And as a result, he's going to put a little more pressure on the Republicans in that absolutely crucial state. So this is probably one more vote for Tom Ridge. Now, Tom Ridge is pro-choice and Catholic, just like Joe Biden. So he's going to be a big risk pick for John McCain, but I think McCain is inclined at this particular moment to make something of a bold move, and that may be a pro-choice pick.
And
the other thing, of course, that he could do is go for a business pick, you know, which would be Mitt Romney. Now, that also would not sit well with the evangelical Christians that have formed the core of a certain, you know, certain part of the Republican Party. But it would reach out again to the to business people and to people who are the small farmers, another constituency of the Republican Party. So I do think that reaching outside the Senate makes a lot of sense. It would be very peculiar to have an all Senate, all the time campaign.
Mm. Well, particularly at a time when public opinion polls show that the Congress isn't a particularly popular institution among Americans. I want to get your reaction to this. What about the idea, or is it simply a gimmick, of making this announcement by text message and email? Did this accomplish something that might be lost on political analysts who just aren't wired in?
Well, you know, one of the things that that I think there are lots of ways to describe what Barack Obama did with this. One of them is that he said he wanted to make the announcement on a text message, that he wanted to keep it quiet, that he wanted to put it out early enough so that the morning shows like this one could pick it up, and that he wanted to do it without – he wanted just to sort of roll it out in Springfield the way he rolled out his own campaign. And he did all that. I think that we'll look back at this and we'll say – this was one of the instances where Obama did exactly what he said. His campaign was right on track, doing just what they wanted to do. And, you know, the fact that we spent the weekend and then some dithering about who was going to be the vice presidential pick, that's us, not him.
Well, you know, I agree, Scott. That's our problem. And it's the problem of anybody else who's really excessively interested in when exactly they got their text message.
Okay. Thanks very much. And NPR's Linda Wertheimer and Ron Elving, thanks for bearing with us under technical problems in Denver.